Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Onyx, I keep having stomach issues. Please make me a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Are you suffering from diarrhea, bloating, gas, or oily stools? If so, you may want to ask your doctor if it could actually be a problem with your pancreas called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI.
My pancreas? How is EPI treated?
A prescription medicine like Creon, pancrelipase, is used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes. Creon is the number one prescribed treatment for EPI.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you are allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. You can learn more at 1-800-633-9110.
Before your appointment, visit creoninfo.com. That's CREONinfo.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now, and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. With 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Instant Kohl's Cash is powerful. You spend $25 and earn $10 Kohl's Cash to use instantly on nearly everything store-wide. So now you're grabbing new shoes and nodding at your receipt like you negotiated the deal. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members earn 3x rewards. Get Instant Kohl's Cash this weekend at Kohl's. Offer valid July 23rd through 26th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's Cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Join the zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated it to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-511-5493. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-511-5493. That's 800-511-5493. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Holy moly. It is hot outside. It really is. And, I mean, it was hot at 6:45 this morning. The only way to be outside is in the water.
Pretty much.
It's too hot to fish. I was telling Big Sarge.
Well, they were talking about he's been at Camp Bass in Texas all week. They had water temperatures in the low to mid-90s.
And it was warm in Tampa, but there was at least a little breeze there. It wasn't, you know, the humidity, the St. Pete side. What a week. What a week. Todd, by the way, great job last week, Todd, as David and I were in St. Petersburg, and you were back here, and that's always a difficult proposition.
I can tell you've been hanging out with Basil all week. Black shirt, dark hat.
Yeah, look at this. I got the Basil wardrobe on.
You do. You do.
I mean, it's the old Henry Ford. You can get your Model T in any color you like as long as it's black. David will wear any color that you want him to wear
as long as it's black.
He has every form of clothing in black. So he's taken, that's his, you know, he's affected that look. But what a wonderful week. It was a great time. My first time at SEC Media Days, of course, went down a little early. David and I got to do it up. And, you know, poor David, he gets in on Saturday, okay? And he's specifically coming in a day early so he and I can, you know, have the afternoon. We were going to try to go sailing.
Mm-hmm.
And not by me, but we were going to get out, and Captain Stefan was going to take us out. And, of course, what was then a tropical depression, Bertha, you know, that stuck around, and just inclement weather in the Gulf all week. And then poor Double R and Trey landed in the middle of it when it really hit. Like, they were in a washing machine going down. I mean, God bless them. No atheists on that plane, I'll tell you. But it was, so poor David.
Just fine, Bob.
He gets in, bags are lost. Luggage is not there. So there's that, okay? So while I'm there, you know, okay, so I go check him in to his hotel. And they say, oh, you know, poor guy, like, we'll give him a nice room on a high floor. That way he's got a beautiful view of the Gulf, and excuse me, of the bay. And, well, that's very kind of you. Thank you, ma'am. So he gets checked in, okay. Later on in the evening, the elevators go out.
Oh, no.
One elevator. So instead of being on a low floor, he's got to go all the way to the top, you know. And, I mean, it's a 30-minute wait. And, of course, he can't walk down because he's 19 floors. So that happened to him as well. Plus, where I had reservations for us to have dinner is this very nice place on the tip end of the pier that juts out into the bay, you know, and the big, beautiful view and the seafood and the lobster and all the mahi-mahi and the you know, the fresh Gulf stuff. No air conditioning. Air conditioning units had gone out. Jeez. So that was the David Basil luck on Saturday. And fortunately for the rest of us, that didn't, you know, once we got over the bay into Tampa, then everything was fine. But, man, oh, man, what a week. It was so much fun spending time with David and Trey and Double R, and got a chance to go on Randy's show. And just what a wonderful – I had such a fun time with Double R.
I bet.
Oh, my gosh, what a great guy. Just thoroughly enjoyed being around him. And I'll say this. The people from The Buzz, specifically the three – Trey and David and Randy, there were no days off.
No.
There was nothing. Like, that was a early to bed, early to rise, except for David, of course, who stays up, you know. And so those guys put in, I mean, Trey legitimately puts in a 16-hour day.
Oh, no question.
He is there when they go on the air, and then he's there when they shut down at 8 o'clock. On the air at 7 Eastern, off the air at 8 Eastern. So he's there an hour before, and then he's got a half hour later. So it's 6 to 8:30, every, you know, Monday through Thursday. So he puts it in, then he's got to go get sound, and mm-hmm. And it is a major production. And then, of course, Stats was there. And he's going to be on in the second hour, and we're going to talk and about SEC Media Days. And now, you know, you can see the start of football season. And you know, in spite of the intense heat here today, you can kind of start to feel it now. Football's close. So it was great seeing Stats. And you talk about a guy who looks, if Brooks Brothers put out a catalog of just Southern gentleman,
mm-hmm.
That's Stats. I mean, it's one of those, you know, Ole Miss without saying you're from Ole Miss. I mean, he looked like he stepped straight out of a Brooks Brothers Southern gentleman. You know, it's Brooks Brothers meets To Kill a Mockingbird. That's Stats all week.
Okay.
Blazers, you know, just the whole look. And it was great to see him and spend time with him. It is interesting, you know, look, and David made the point all week. I mean, you know, it's a club. Everybody knows everybody. And, you know, Arkansas has not had the best of luck. You know, it's been dismal. It's been a dismal 15 years. It's been that cyclospora virus. I mean, if you go to Taco Bell at 2 a.m., you're going to get a Baja Blast, okay? It might take 5 or 6 hours.
But you'll get it.
You're going to wake up with a Baja Blast. So anyway, but a lot of folks know David. I was impressed by the number of people that he just has these friendly conversations with, and Randy, kind of the dean of guys there, and Trey, you know, they kept coming by. So without a real purpose, you know, without a winning program, they still have these great relationships and introduce you to everybody, and it's wonderful. And the commissioner, and that's the other thing. They don't talk about it a whole lot, but he did a few, but he really dug in with David. Like that, he had a fun time. It was very impressive. We'll get to all of this with stats, but what a week. So much fun. Great to hang out with those guys, and just really, and then the cherry on top, all week long, their condos next to a gay bar, Club Ramrod. I mean, they cleaned it up because it's Club DZ, but it's D's.
Oh.
And if you saw the front door,
there was no question.
It's because D's. And it was no, I mean, and just the thought they had to drive out every morning, you know, pulling out of the parking lot. And you know, still had some patrons around when they left to start, you know. So that made for a fun joke all week long. And the guys at the SEC Network didn't let them forget it, too. You know, that was just the running joke. So, but again, a great week. Thanks to those guys. Really enjoyed Double R. I mean, he and I have a lot in common. Had a big dinner one night. Oh, just tons of fun. Just really a good time with those guys. But the amount of work that's put in and the coverage that they get. And then, of course, David gets John Daly on the last day. And Daly's just he is unfazed by any and everything. You know, like when you've lived his life, you don't really get that worked up over this or that. And just beloved, and the attention that he drew from people that, you know, wanting pictures and the whole, and just how, again, unaffected by any of that. He's just the same guy. He's maintained that genuine appeal. He's a genuine cat all the way around, and was so kind to everyone. I didn't realize that he has a spot down there. And so we chatted for a while about different goings on in the area. So I've just done what I hate people to do in radio, is reminisce about something that really isn't a good topic, and it's just me blathering on. So I'm sorry. But
hey, you had a good
but
time.
But you got to deal
I'm
with
glad
it.
Glad you had
gotta,
it.
You got to deal with it. It was just 11 minutes. That's it. I'm not, you know, Stats and I'll talk a little bit, but we'll get into it in a more sort of, in a topical way, and not just me.
A more scholarly direction.
Correct, going, you know. So the cyclospora issue, you knew if the topic is explosive diarrhea, there's only one show that can cover that in the manner with which it needs to be covered, and that's this program. We are closely aligned with explosive diarrhea on this program. We're the no mask is going to protect you there, boy. Mm-hmm. You can't run to Fauci for this one. So I bring this up now only because of this. As of the beginning of last week, there were only 32 confirmed cases of cyclospora in the state of Arkansas. Okay? 1 week, that's jumped to 80. As of Friday, okay? So I don't, you know, you got to figure a Taco Bell run at 2 a.m., a Baja Blast, you know, that's got to bring. Here's the thing, cyclospora or no cyclospora, if you're eating Taco Bell at 1:30 in the morning, you know you're going to get explosive diarrhea. I don't care if it's from the lettuce from Mexico or whatever. Who knew those diabolical drug cartels down there in Mexico? It's cocaine or lettuce coming out of Tijuana. So, an explosion, pun intended, of Cyclospora in the state of Arkansas. And I will say, I did chuckle a little bit. The most intense area for Cyclospora in Arkansas, Benton County. So, you know, hats off to my buddies up there in Rogers and Bentonville. Boy, they're blowing it out in Bella Vista, boy. Oh, a lot of retirees up there. Got that two-for-one meal. That didn't work out so well. Be out in a minute. Yeah. Who knew? The Democrat Gazette has sold more paper copies up there this last week. I mean, geez Louise. This is the, you go up to Kroger in the Heights, you can't find toilet paper now. It's like COVID. There are people buying the paper towels, I guess, as a last resort here. So, 80 cases now confirmed. Although I did read, it can take up to 2 weeks for the symptoms to present themselves. So, talk about a time bomb. You don't know it for 2 weeks. Symptoms manifest from 2 days to 2 weeks. You got Cyclospora and you don't know it through a couple of weekends? Holy moly. Montezuma. So, yeah. We won't talk to stats about this, but this is a big deal. And I did the Taco Bell. I mean, it says also in this article that state officials were stumped as to how to stop it. Well, close Taco Bell at 10 p.m. There you go. Boom. No fourth meal, no Cyclospora. Okay?
Yeah, but I'm guaranteeing you Taco Bell does about a third of its business between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m.
CNBC had a great stat this week talking about Cyclospora. And, you know, for whatever reason, God bless them, Taco Bell is associated with it from the one particular lettuce provider. Like I said, these drug cartels are diabolical. El Chapo from the grave. El Chapo is getting his revenge on us. He's out there in Rikers Island now going, silly gringos. More lettuce. Part of my master plan. That's not how El Chapo. I mean, that's my Speedy Gonzalez voice, I think. Anyway. So. The idea is, as I said, so it can take up to 2 weeks, okay, for the symptoms to show up, and so you've got public health officials in a quandary as to how to stop it, and so my point was, so CNBC had a stat where they interviewed quote Taco Bell customers nationwide, okay, and they found that 19%. Of Taco Bell customers indicated that they'd really cut back and haven't been in the last 2 to 3 weeks. Okay? You know what that means? 81% of people that go to Taco Bell said, screw it, man. I got to have me that double taco deal or I got to get me one of those chalupas.
If I'm going to go, I'm going to go happy.
Right. I mean, so to your point, and that's what Taco Bell should have a commercial out right now. That says, even explosive diarrhea can't stop our customers. Oh, you drop 5 pounds, yeah, keep rolling.
A commercial or a Saturday Night Live skit, whichever one.
I mean, 81% of Taco Bell customers are unfazed by explosive diarrhea, the chance to contract that. Yeah, 19% of Taco Bell customers, known as the smart guys, say that they haven't gone in the last 2 to 3 weeks, while 81% said, nah, give me a Baja Blast. okay. We got. Yeah, the Baja. No, you got to maybe rethink that after this Cyclospora incident. maybe come up with something else because, you know, I can't see ordering. Like I said, you get a chalupa at 2 a.m., I think you're okay. Well, you just get the standard diarrhea, okay? That's, and you got to know what you're doing, man. Don't call work. Don't call work on a Wednesday if you've gotten Taco Bell at midnight because you know what you're getting yourself into. But, I mean, that's, this has got to be the new way to go. It's like, I think I've got cyclospora. We don't work from home. We need you to telecommute today.
Why get on a GLP-1 when you can do this?
Just do that. I mean, hey, Ron, you don't have to use the camera today for this Zoom. We'd prefer that you, okay. We got to hit a break. I don't understand, you know, since I've switched to this new music system over here, I don't know if it's the, see how there's a static in that? Turn that up just a little bit. Turn up John Sebastian. See, maybe it's my headphones.
Could be.
But it seems like there's a little bit of static.
A little grain to it.
A little grainy to it, yeah. Well, this reminds me when I was in Ybor City with Basil. We had a big lunch there and, you know, this great restaurant. And Cuban. It was all Cuban stuff.
Okay.
And we really blew it out. So it was great. Got the big Cuban sandwich and the deviled crab and this, you know, big Cuban salad and paella. Oh, man. Then we smoked cigars. Nice. This little rooftop spot. I was feeling my Latin roots. It was Ricky Ricardo at one point, I think. Babalu. All right. We got to get into a couple of serious topics. Well, I mean, explosive diarrhea. It's pretty serious. Anyway, stick with us. Back with more after this.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Listen to Morning Mayhem for your chance to finish the lyric of a Justin Moore song, brought to you by Hagen's Chrysler Dodge Ram in Morrilton. With a huge selection of Ram trucks ready to roll with a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. Shop online at HagensDCMotors.com.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. DeBose Hayward and George Gershwin's Summertime was composed for the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess. With these words, summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mom is good looking. Right now, my sons are thinking, well, we got one of those at least anyway. As you enjoy the summertime with vacations and the beach and the lake and fun, let us be thankful that we live in such an incredible country. Get out there and soak up the sun, my brothers and sisters. Double B's is here to help you party in the USA, as we have many of the things you need for your next pool party or trip to the lake. Delicious drinks, sensational sandwiches, and many other items that you might have forgotten to pack. We have it all. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Transmission or driveline trouble slowing you down? Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. As an Allison Authorized Service Center, their certified technicians provide professional Allison service along with expert driveline rebuilds for heavy-duty trucks and equipment. From U-joints and carrier bearings to diagnostics and maintenance, they'll help you keep your trucks rolling. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers gets the job done right the first time. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Attention.
If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com, presented on Out of Bounds by Smart Buick GMC, with GMC trucks on the lot ready to move starting at $38,296. SmartBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
More of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
You are now free to turn up the volume as loud as you want.
Omaha, Nebraska. This is from the New York Post, actually, noting that, you know, these teen takeovers where an intersection and a bunch of kids, you know, and young adults all just go crazy, you know, and take it over and destroy a bunch of stuff and everything. A very innovative police tactic used in Omaha, according to this story. Around 3 a.m., major intersection, teen takeover. The Omaha police broke it up by attacking the young teens with job applications. Turns out, you just throw a bunch of job applications to these kids, and they all run off. Who knew? Who knew that was the easy way to do that? According to the New York Post. Oh, yeah. We may need to check the validity of that story, but I think it's innovative.
It's one way to go about it.
It's one way to go about it. That's, you get these teen takeovers, you know? And let's see. There we go. That's what I need. Okay. Well, so last night was the makeup day, the rainout day for the White House Correspondents' Dinner,
where right.
Trump basically said, could you guys hold all your assassination attempts until I finish my speech? And, you know, God bless him. I mean, he can't help himself sometimes. Like, he had some good material. Could have been one of those, you know, you're not really there to talk to the people in the audience because they don't like you and you don't like them. You're really sort of, you're mugging for the camera. And this is where, and because Trump can be a funny guy. But he spent about half the time, you know, screaming at him. So, which I watched some of it, and, you know, he was letting him have it. I mean, this is my microphone. And he went after the old gal from CNN, Caitlin Collins. Not to be confused with Caitlin Clark. So, he went after her. She's kind of a hottie. She went to Alabama. I mean, you know. You'd think she'd be right up Trump's alley, right? You're there, the brunette. You get the first question, babe. You're a heck of a broad, you know? Remember, I've been trying to bring that. I use that term a lot in Tampa, broad. Ah, she's a great broad. I'm committed to making the term broad, bringing it back. Any kind of any Depression era slang. Look at the stems on that potato. I mean, like I said, it could fit right in with no cap, and all the rest of the modern slang. That's a heck of a broad there, boy. Quality dame.
No cap.
100. I keeps it 100. So Trump took the occasion to really go after him. I mean, and he, again, but it's one of those things like here was the opportunity. You don't care about CNN or the CNN table, you know, and you, I mean, there's part of me that wished that guy could have gotten through a little bit, you know, not Trump, but I mean, would we really miss Wolf Blitzer anymore? Would we? I mean, you know, is it really that important that, you know, Wolf sticks around? Anyway, so you're not really, you know, you're not camp. It's for the rest of the social media. It's how you can put out. It's a way to show, you know, hey, he's a funny guy. And it's, but instead, the opportunity was missed because basically he just, you know, he took him to the woodshed verbally. And some of that is, you know, there are many people, several friends of mine in D.C. that are committed to the idea that he ran for president in 2016 based on what happened at the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner, where Obama made fun of him, you know, had some jokes at Donald's. And then if you remember, very famously, Obama goes on the Letterman show and says something about, you know, things that Trump says he's this and I'm not that. Well, I'm something you're never going to be, and that's president. And, of course, you know. So a lot of friends believe that was the beginning and that, you know, Trump was, I mean, look, we were all disappointed as Republicans in Mitt Romney. I mean, he bungled the job in a big way. And so, you know, enter the era of Trump, 2016 to what will be 2028. And of course, Trump gets up and puts on a hat that says Trump 2028. So, and that's where it's like, dadgummit, like, here's an opportunity. And we kind of squandered that opportunity, I think, to show the funny side and then and so. But he clearly, that opportunity was squandered, and it just, that's what it is. You know, you have a great condo in Tampa, happens to be next to a gay bar. You know, people outside talking till 5 a.m. or whatever. That's what David was telling. So the night was fairly uneventful relative to anything, and especially compared to the previous.
Last time they tried to do it.
You know, and I guess it, you can't, is that the one incident that you could sort of make fun of? I mean, can you make fun of that? I mean, it's, you know, he was stopped and he was, so I don't know. If you could you do material on that guy? Probably not, right?
I wouldn't think so.
Probably too early. So I did think it was funny. This week you had simultaneous Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee press conference about tolerance in American politics and the need for it, and how the right wing has been too aggressive with rhetoric and blah, blah, blah. And I had a good friend send me a montage of photos from people protesting Lindsey Graham's funeral. Okay, so in other words, we proclaim tolerance. We need that. But in the meantime, we're going to send a bunch of hate-filled people to a funeral for a United States senator with, you know, glad you're gone, you know. It's demonstrated, you know. We've talked about it on this program time and time again that the real fascists, the real threat to the First Amendment, the real threat to democracy in general has come from the hard left in this country, that they are the most intolerant people and the ones that resort to violence the fastest. So it's always comical to me to see Dems come out and proclaim tolerance and we don't need this and that, you know, Trump's a threat to the First Amendment. Go try to be a Republican professor on a college campus. You'll see really quickly. Now, again, and I've touched on this on this program many times, Trump's not trying to drag the country to the right. He's trying to drag it just almost back to the center. It's gone left from Katrina up to Butler, Pennsylvania, and that horrific event where the firefighter died and Trump was shot, and we still don't know, you know, what who was. I mean, clearly, it's just not that kid, lone gunman, you know. But the American left in this country has had a run, an Alabama-style, Saban-style run, in that, you know, suddenly the middle wasn't just slightly center-left, it became center-left-left. And the institutions and the academic institutions and business and everybody and most CEOs just kind of looked down at their shoes and said, hey, look, give them whatever they want so we can just keep making our products and selling stuff. And so what you see now is an effort to try to drag the country back, because it happens. You know, I chuckle every time I hear, the Justice Department is nonpartisan. These are career. Anytime you hear that somebody's a career official inside the Department of Education, Justice, whomever, these are career. That's a left winger. OK, that just is. So their career is to be a government bureaucrat, which necessary. I get it. But they're left wingers. So the idea of the deep state, where we've been, it all sounds sinister and it's designed to make you sound kooky when you talk about it. But the reality is that does exist. It has existed and continues to exist. So this effort is just to try to drag the country back to center left, you know, just that a little bit, not anywhere close to the right. But it's been funny to watch as we head into 100 days out. I believe we're 100 days out from the primary, from midterms. I think we've hit that 100-day mark. So, you know, you see, there was an issue that came up this week dealing with the war in Iran, how we're overheaded for that. It was kind of comical because you have members of Congress who were happily, Democrats that happily voted to support the president to go to war in Iraq, to go to, you know, these folks, you know, they clearly then forget, turns out I was a hawk for a long time, but now that it's this guy, we need to shift gears here. So it will be interesting to see over the next 100 days, and we're going to keep our eye on that and talk about it on the program, different states. Got a new Senate candidate up in Maine since, you know, Epstein, whatever. You know, he, with the big bushy mustache and, you know, and cursing. That's the new thing. You're the tough guy if you curse a lot. So everybody suddenly in the Democratic Party, it sounds like a Richard Pryor album all of a sudden. You know, and that's become the new thing. So we're going to keep our eye on the midterms. Football season's close, so imagine that. So elections and football all converging at the same time. God, it's a great country. All right, got to hit a break. We get back. I do want to talk a little bit about what's happening in Iran and what the Saudis have done, which is a big deal. We'll get into it. Stay with us.
Sky. Wake up the dawn and ask her why. Dream a dream she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. So
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics, with locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Mike Rowe here with a fun fact. Did you know that 50% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl space? Yeah. Whether your crawl space is wet, musty, or your floors are bouncy, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to repair your crawl space. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting the home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Getting a speeding ticket can ruin your day. But what about that cyclist or the pedestrian crossing the street? If you hit them while speeding, you'll do more than just ruin their days. That's why tickets are more than just a fine. They're a second chance, a reminder of what's on the line when you're behind the wheel. You won't get a do-over every time. Take this as your sign to follow the speed limit every drive. Speeding slows you down.
A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Now, more of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
It's existential, yet it's so accessible.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. This I know. Yeah, this I know. She told me don't worry.
Speaking of Caitlin Collins earlier, CNN comes out with a poll this morning. 127% of Americans don't believe Trump's claims on election fraud. See the joke there? Many people. There's not enough. Like 127 is not a real. Couldn't have been a Xi Jinping announcing we don't rig elections. Did a whole speech in Beijing about how they're not involved. And meanwhile, this is a guy that gets 100% of the vote every time he runs in China. I talked about this a little bit because this was a couple of weeks ago I got into this because the Saudis did something really big. They march into OPEC, and it caused, this is what actually caused, not the Straits, not any activity in the Straits, but the Saudis announced that they were going to increase production and lower costs, lower the cost of a barrel, their oil. The idea has always been that most OPEC nations, all OPEC nations, they make money off the demand. Hey, you know, we're going to shrink the supply by cutting production, and then that's going to drive up demand, and then that'll drive up the prices, and then we can get back in the market. And the Saudis have said, you know what, we've had enough of that. And this is another deal here where MBS, I'm telling you, man, Mohammed bin Salman's the most powerful man on the planet Earth. He really is. And this idiot, I can't remember, I read it, it was in the Washington, it was in the Washington Post. Of course the guy's an idiot. Has this whole piece about MBS, and he's failed in Saudi Arabia, and the war in Iran's been tougher on them, things could not be further from the truth. In that Mohammed bin Salman is taking the opportunity to say, okay, this is what we're doing. We're going Walmart with oil. We are going after your customers. And that's not a coinkydink. I mean, when you talk about the long-term impact on the war in Iran and Iranian oil and what's happened, the Saudis have moved to say, we're going to increase production. We're going to lower our cost per barrel to the customer, because now we want to compete in the marketplace, not manipulate the marketplace. No, we want to compete. And so we are going after that. When this is all said and done, and I've talked at length in the past about, the ability to reshape the Arabian Peninsula here, to create something that is unheard of 5 years ago. And that, you know, short of the wall coming down from 1950 forward, no one could believe that you could have cohesion on the Arabian Peninsula. You kill all the Houthis in Yemen, and you effectively have peace on the peninsula. You've got the Syrians as an ally to the Saudis and to the United States. Now, the guy did help. That's the president of Syria. He boiled some people in oil and stuff like that. I mean, maybe we look the other way on that one, because he's our buddy now. He had a really sweet, you know, Brooks Brothers suit on that in the White House. So we kind of overlook that he also helped start ISIS too. So, you know, everybody's entitled to a mistake or two, right? But Syria, Jordan, Iraq, now Iran, hobbled. No military, no air cover, no anything. The Saudis and the Israelis on the verge of long-standing treaty with one another. All the Gulf states out there, you talk about, well, they say the Straits. The Saudis have moved to say, we are in the marketplace. No longer are we going to depend on OPEC. No longer are we going to depend on trying to just artificially drive the price up by lowering supply. We are going to compete, and we're going to take all your customers. Now, Iranian oil comes back online. Guess who's really going to run that? I mean, and that's really what we're talking about here. When we talk about a peace deal in Iran, it's not, you know, Paris 1919 in a rail car and, Kaiser Wilhelm with the Brits and the French. And it's not, you know, a Potsdam conference, and it's not some aircraft carrier. No, what we're really saying is we got to have somebody that can deal with the United States and Saudi Arabia that's in charge of Iran, because we're really in the oil business now. That's what we're really talking about. And all this other stuff. I mean, listen, there is a level of modernity inside Iran. The Persians are not naturally sort of a theocratic folk in terms of government, things like that. This has been a 40-year run for the Grand Ayatollahs and all those clerics. And the end does look near. So who inside the IRGC, what normal person can we get to deal with that can say, okay, And we've got 300% inflation. Literally, the United Nations literally is talking about people starving to death now because they have quickly approached a Cuban level of back to the Stone Age. They have no economy. There's no internal economy. So you're going to have to find somebody that can deal with MBS and the United States going forward. And that's the real big, big picture here. Where does that put the Chinese, who depended heavily on Iranian oil? Now if we can turn the spigot on for them, that is a major bargaining chip from a foreign policy standpoint. Does that delay the Chinese and their quest to take over Taiwan? Maybe. So when you see the Saudis making the move that they've made, it is, and nobody reports on it, and it's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and CNBC did a feature on it, and some other things. But don't go to sleep on that, because that is a major development that will affect you and the price of a gallon of gas long after this issue with Iran is settled. And again, it just points to the fact that MBS, which that sounds like a Democrat television network, MBS, does it not? So, okay. I bored people enough. This possibly has been the most boring hour of radio that I've done in some time. And that's saying something. But it's important. You can impress your friends at cocktail parties and go, you know what? The Saudis earlier this month, major issue. People, what are you talking about? How does Todd know so much about foreign policy and explosive diarrhea in the same hour?
Exactly. One begets the other.
Yeah. Stats is coming up. Poor Stats has got to follow this. It'd be a good one. Stay with us.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Our guys aren't so bad, right?
This is taking a sportsmanlike conduct to a whole new level.
Well, maybe not. 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated Therma King windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 50 homeowners will receive promotional pricing, 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. You'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. Plus a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Now have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Let me give you that number again, 1-800-565-1064. Royal also installs insulated vinyl siding, complete roofing systems, and full kitchen remodels. With 30 years in business and more than 30,000 satisfied customers, we manufacture, install, and guarantee our Therma King windows. Call 1-800-565-1064. Remember, Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. 50 homeowners will save with 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Now ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts, and you'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase from Royal. Plus a bonus. Call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Zip code and location are important. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 or online at royalwindows.com.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-624-8811. 800-624-8811. 800-624-8811.
Hey, Mom, now that I have an after-school job, I think I want to buy a drum kit.
Okay, Rockstar, let's look at your account.
When kids start making money, Chase has easy-to-use tools and expert bankers to help them learn how to manage it.
And next month, I'll buy the bass drum and the cymbals. Oh, and maybe some noise-canceling headphones for you.
Aw, you've thought of everything.
Help kids save, budget, and build financial independence all with Chase. That's good for kids and good for parents. Visit your local Chase branch and get started.
Accounts subject to approval. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
BKC Home Builders are the premier home builders, providing custom builds and remodels. No matter what size your dream is, BKC will walk you through all the phases, from house plans to landscaping, to make your custom home as beautiful as you imagine. The team at BKC will be with you through the entire process. If you're looking for commercial building or remodeling, BKC has your commercial needs covered as well. BKCHomeBuilders.com. Or find them on Facebook. That's BKC Home Builders in Hot Springs.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
Attention.
If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We want to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Here, football is a religion, and Saturdays are sacred. Players live for one moment.
Clear away! Hit!
The seconds of a game-winning pass. Live on forever. Where football is more than just a game. It's a way of life. The nation's best conference. An American tradition for over 75 years.
I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not forget the price I paid for it.
To the 30, Lindsey's got 35, 40. Lindsey's got 45, 50, 45, 40. Run, Lindsey, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5. Lindsey's got, Lindsey's got, Lindsey's got.
Here's to Bo Jackson. Jackson's on his way. Goodbye. 71 yards for Bo Jackson.
Jones looking. Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete!
A touchdown!
Oh, my! I can't believe it! 31 yards to DeCorey Birmingham in the back of the end zone!
Billy Cannon watches it bounce. He takes it on his own 11. He comes back upfield to the 15, stumbles momentarily, sets the 20, running hard at the 25, gets away from that. Touchdown.
Everything is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Coming back with the football open. Kind of a little teaser there.
Right.
You know, we're not quite there back to normal next week. But since we've got our man on.
Yes, since we have our man on, we've got to do, we got to get him in here properly.
When you think of Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. You think of this man. Stas Norsworthy, WHBQ Radio in Memphis. A Sunday Buzz favorite, a favorite of 103.7 The Buzz. Dear friend of mine, on and off the air. And someone who I was proud this week to be a guest on his radio program in Memphis. And a man who I noted earlier, if you took Brooks Brothers and To Kill a Mockingbird and you joined them together, you would have had the sartorial splendor this week of Stas Norsworthy. If there was a picture of a Southern man in, you know, blazer, whether it be blue blazer or seersucker one day, it was you, Stats. You were definitely the, and you did it in a very casual, you had casual elegance this week, I thought.
Thank you, brother Bill. Take that, Neil Young. We don't need him around anyhow.
We do not. Thank you. Yes. You're a little Skinnered there. But no, Stats, all kidding aside.
Neil Young, dead or alive?
Still alive.
Upset. But we know the great upset today. Yep. Happy 83 to Sir Michael Philip Jagger.
Can you believe
front
that?
Man for the world's greatest rock and roll band.
Can you believe Mick Jagger is still alive? And they've got tour dates.
And Lucid.
Yes. Oh.
And Keith Richards can call and wish him a happy birthday.
Yes.
Why did Bigger upset? What a two-team parlay that would be.
There's no way Kalshi or Polymarket or anything could stay in business if they'd put a line on that, the two-team parlay there, Jagger-Richards.
Who had that in 1980? Yeah.
And when they're wheelbarrowing him out of Studio 54 with a rock of cocaine jammed up his nose.
I mean, poor Carly Simon, she was writing songs about him. And now look at it now.
Yeah.
And Keith Richard, 1980, going to Mayo and having all the old blood drained and new blood inserted for the heroin addiction. And a good friend of mine said, I want the old blood.
Yeah, give me the old, yeah. If you want a jolt, you just get some of Keith Richard's old blood there that's got. Okay, well, I got to get, first of all, it was great seeing you this week. Great being a part. And, you know, I said this about David earlier. You are your own celebrity amongst now what they call the digital drive. It no longer can be called Radio Row because half the shows there are podcasts. You are your own celebrity at SEC Media Days because you know everyone and everyone knows you.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and I always really enjoy it. I put a lot into it. I thank my bosses, I thank my sponsors, and I thank my listeners. Maybe in the reverse order, my listeners, my sponsors, and my bosses. I don't know if you don't have one, you don't have the other two.
Yeah, it's a three-legged stool.
You have to have all three, and I'm very fortunate, and I really do love it. I think people can tell that, and as much now as I did when I was 10 years old, and now we're really into the countdown, 34 days until the start of college football with Zany week three. And, you know, number 34, I think, in college football history, we all think of Herschel. But in Arkansas, we think of Madre Hill. Also think of Jeff Goff, who was on some good late 70s, early 80s teams. I think he was a good, really good player. And everybody told me a great teammate. I didn't know him, but everybody said he was just a terrific guy. And tomorrow will be 33. We just lost one of the great 33s in Razorback history in Bill Burnett. Can you think of a more defining back-to-back uniform number in Razorback history than what Bill Burnett started with 33 and carried on to Dickie Morton? I mean, every little boy in the state wanted to be Bill Burnett or Dickie Morton.
Well, and that was the birth of the sweatband around, you know, down low. They were little bitty, but that, I mean, I just.
And the eye black.
Eye black, yes. Yeah, like I never understood why they needed it. And I got in trouble because I was trying to get it in my mom's, you know, makeup bag to figure out how to put some underneath my eye. for the second grade football game that was played at night, you know. So
nobody wore eye black better than Chuck Dockett. Wore it better than anybody. And you talk about wanting to emulate it. I did too. And my dad said, you got to be a lot better than you are right now if you have to force that look. But the best ever. Remember the baseball card that Bobby Tolan, a left-handed batter, and he would hold the bat up real high. So one day, I'm in front of the mirror with a baseball bat, and I was right-handed. I couldn't get the ball right-handed, much less left-handed. And I had the card out, and I'm trying to emulate the swing. And Dad walked by a couple times, and finally, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying to get a swing, a stance down like Bobby Tolan. He said, let's master it right-handed before we try it left-handed.
Before you go switch-hitting. Just remember the appropriately named Bake McBride's baseball card where he looked like he'd smoked a pound of dope, and he had a hat that barely sat on top of the afro that had to
like
be
a crown.
Oh my gosh, yes. There was no way he got a hat down over the top of that thing.
But so many of those guys were so colorful. The great Beta Henson, who was born in Memphis, he gets traded to the Cardinals from the Reds, and Jack Buck, Hall of Famer, Joe Buck going into the Hall of Fame, winning the Hall of Fame this weekend. Jack Buck goes up to him. Jack Buck was fluent in Spanish and goes up to Beta Henson in Spanish and says, hi, my name is Jack Buck. I'm the radio voice of the Cardinals. Glad to have you here. And Beta Henson looked at him and said, well, all the Spanish. I'm from Oakland, California.
Exactly. There's no Pocahontas with him. He's just kind of level with you, you know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got to get us focused here, Stats. Give me this week. I have one big takeaway from SEC Media Days, but I'd like to know. Give me two big takeaways for you from this last week in Tampa.
My first one, Bill, would be if we didn't all already know it, we see it every week with him not on the field and him on game day. We have moved on in Alabama for them to be voted sixth, their worst vote since 2008, Coach Saban's second year there. And they ascended to number one that year and showed what the years ahead were getting ready to be. Only lost regular season that year was to Florida in the SEC championship game. They got smacked around by Utah pretty good in the Sugar Bowl. But that, if you don't believe it's changing, maybe over in Alabama, that hit home. And then the next one, this league is loaded with quarterbacks. I think you can go down easily to I have them ranked 1 through 16. I think you can go to at least 12, and you got a top-flight quarterback. Mm-hmm. And you have to have that to just exist. No quarterback, right. No winning.
Yep.
And not only do you have to have a good one, you have to have a great one. You can't just have the quarterback and the tailback tight end offense. You've got to have rainmaker. You've got to have Superman back there. You've got to have a guy that can really make things happen. And with, you know, a minute and a half to play and you need to drive 80 and score, he can make it happen throwing and running. The league is really loaded at quarterback. And a third thing, Bill, I almost take great offense to it. I am so sick of these $12, $13, $14, $15 million coaches whining over this ninth game. It's good for the consumer. Mm-hmm. The consumers, us, the fans. Us, the fans that pay these seat licenses and donations and all the money and all the parking and all the food, and they give us somebody with a hyphen. At least now we know. If you host the five SEC games a year, some five, some four, you know you're getting a little more meat on the bone. And to hear these big crybabies, it could leave us out in the playoffs. It sure could. But the remedy to that is win games. That's what you're paid to do.
Yeah, I felt like this complaining by Juracek on the late start of the late Central Time Zone start of the game at Utah and then the early start. I mean, listen, I wish we could play Georgia at 4 a.m., And so it's your player safety and all that. You telling me that you're not going to have a couple of those starters aren't going to maybe knock back a couple of, you know, adult beverages or be on Dixon Street? These are young people. That amount of sleep or the difference between an 11 a.m. and a 3 p.m. and what all that, that's excuse making on the front end. There's no place for it, as you point out. Win games. Just win games.
Win games. And a fourth thing, you asked for two. I'm going to go one more, and then I'm going to be quiet about it. But the fourth thing for me, 35 years ago when I first got started in this, all I heard is we need to pay the players and we need an expanded playoff. Well, now we're paying the players and we have expanded playoff, and the same complainers are complaining times 20 about it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, for the NCAA, who fought for so long, had their head stuck in the sand for so long, relative to pair compensation, and you these poor young people that would, you know, had no money whatsoever, and you know, in a college environment, and creating all this revenue. And so we get stuck with what the courts could figure out, not what the actual adults that were supposed to run college sports. And we get stuck with what we're stuck with. But it has always rung disingenuous to me to see a $10 or $12 million a year coach complaining about having to pay $500,000 or $1 million for a really good slot receiver.
Or $5 million.
Yeah. Well, for a quarterback. Yeah. And so, well, okay. Well, you know what? You know, my number one, I did have kind of 1A. It's kind of 1B, really. I was struck by the fact that when Texas got there, more people wanted to talk to the quarterback than the head coach. The quarterback was the bigger star than Steve Sarkisian. But the real big one, and going in the room and watching the interviews take place and the coaches speak, you know, the SEC Network, they had their setup there in the back of the room, and the over-the-shoulder shot was the coach speaking. And every time the talking head group that was up there, Nick Saban was a part of that group. And when the coach began to speak, he turned his chair completely around. He had a thick notebook, and I watched him with every coach stats. He took notes like he was in Civ 101 as a freshman, and he needed to pass that class to stay in school. He took a copious amount of notes. Then he spun around and pulled out a highlighter, and he highlighted some aspects of what he wanted to hit. It should not have surprised me, but I watched it happen to realize, you know, whatever the man does, whether it's little or big, he is focused in on it and he commits to it, and he was extraordinarily prepared. It was impressive to watch as everybody else, you know, does their own thing.
Great takes.
Yeah, he was. That's why he's Nick Saban.
Yeah, it is why he's so successful. Weren't you shocked? And I was, you know, having, you know, seen him all of his life. I mean, I remember when Arch was, you know, a little boy, and him and his dad would drive up from New Orleans to Baton Rouge to the LSU game to watch Ole Miss play, to see him now how big he's gotten. I mean, he is putting in the work. And I think the year ahead that he can have really interesting choices for two teams to maybe pick him number one. Tyler Shuck better be real good with Saints this year. Because the idea of having the grandson of Archie Manning, who until Drew Brees came along, was the all-time. If you think Archie is a god in Oxford, he was forever in New Orleans. And for the Saints to have a shot at Arch, and also the other team, the Cleveland Browns, with Jimmy Haslam, who knows Uncle Peyton so well, and he knows that Manning DNA. If Arch can have that requisite year on the field, and maybe even more than that, Heisman Trophy, National Championship, he's going to be the first name called next spring when the draft is on the mall in Washington, D.C.
It will be there. It's funny to have the level of pressure that's on him, even more so than last year. Somehow, he does seem unaffected by it. And it was funny when you had me on your show. We were doing the interview. We really didn't get into it because I did want to point out that there still is a seven years left on the moratorium of any stories about you and Cooper Manning in the back of a limousine at a Super Bowl. We won't get into that. I'll keep my
It's still embargoed.
Right. Yes. Cannot bring that up for another 7 years.
But Arch is like the rest of them. They're unflappable. They have a really good esprit de corps and ease about themselves. They know who they are, and they eat pressure for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
am I a bad fan and am I a bad member of the SEC media that I couldn't go three deep on the all SEC teams? I mean, you had some guy, Arkansas had a guy that's yet to play a down for the Razorbacks as one of their three. I mean, they're all brand new.
I just hope people weren't disappointed in me. I really didn't know the deep snappers that well.
Yeah, I mean, when I've got to go to the third team holder, or the, you know, I kind of ran out. I mean, I thought I was doing good to give you the first team, but then, yeesh.
But I did both teams, and I went Ole Miss 1 and Ole Miss 2 win the SEC. I went Texas 2, Georgia 3, LSU 4, and I went Bama 5, and that's my 5 SEC playoff team.
Is it a loss for Lane Kiffin? And by the way, I thought it was smart on his part. Each coach is obligated to spend 30 minutes at the podium. You can come out.
He went Jimmy Stewart.
He went 27 minutes and 30 seconds. Kevin and I talked about it.
Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
He was Jimmy Stewart down in the well just filibustering.
Great Dale Leon bumpers at the court of impeachment with a 12-foot cord and Chris Dodd's lap.
And so then he basically had time for two. They got in three, but, you know, he knew what he was doing. And
yeah, they got in three, and the second one was somewhat combative, and that was from Michael Bratton, SEC Mike, a great podcaster with Big Shane. And I saw Mike later. He said, "I got that in for you." I said, "I love Lane." I didn't need a broadside of him. It was fun to see Lane. First time I'd seen him in person. The Egg Bowl, the game before he left the next day, or even that night of the Egg Bowl, and he's going to be big at LSU. Like, if he's there 10 years, which will basically encompass his 51, if he stays till 61, he's going to win minimum two, if not three, and two would be what Les Miles and Ed Orgeron won, and three would be what Coach Saban also added to it.
So. And I know we've got to hit a break here in just a second, but if they finish fourth in the SEC, will they consider that? Is it less about your order of finish now in the SEC and more about whether you make the playoff or not?
I think it's the latter. My fourth is 11-1, one loss being in Oxford in the big September 19th game. I have Ole Miss with one loss. That's regular season at Texas. I have Texas with one loss, and that is regular season at LSU. I have Georgia with one loss. That's regular season in Oxford. And I have LSU with the one loss. And I mentioned it, you know, it's to Ole Miss. I got Bama with two and squeezing in as the fifth seed. And I will tell everybody, I told Alabama friends and media this week, you can't believe how much fun hosting that campus game is. In all the years of whether before I worked for them and otherwise, in all the years of going to games in Austin, all the games, all the big wins, all the fun, sleeping in the Grove the night before, when you could park in the Grove and enjoying the Grove. My favorite Oxford game ever was the college football playoff win over Tulane at Christmas time. And I told people, I said, how many times can you walk through the Grove and hear rocking around the Christmas tree?
You're playing when you get that close to a holiday. You know what I mean? There's just something about playing. That's why, you know, you play the lesser bowls pre-Christmas, and you play the big bowls when you get closer to New Year's Day. Got to hit a break, Stats. Okay. I got a little in honor of our man Mick Jagger. Go out with something that you like off Exile.
Let's go.
We get back. I want to talk. You run through your top five. I do want to talk about teams in the SEC because when I turned in my ballot, I was pretty close to the consensus. And I had Arkansas. I picked Arkansas to finish last. I did. It's hard for me to make the argument that right now I believe that they're better than Mississippi State or Vanderbilt or South Carolina because I don't see it just yet. But yes, it's a whole – right, exactly. It's a complete redo. I mean, you can't live in the house if you've torn it down to the studs and you're rebuilding it. So I want to get into, though, teams that are in the middle of the pack, that who's going to have a better season than we anticipate, And who did we put too high up that at the end of the year we're going to go, man, how'd we miss on that one? Anyway, stay with us. Back with more after this.
Southern Bank presents Family Feud on 103.7 The Buzz. Tune in to Morning Mayhem Tuesday mornings for your chance to play with Justin Moore, David, and Roger. Family Feud on Morning Mayhem. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The Norwegians are a rather cheeky bunch. They claim Sweden has one thing Norway doesn't have: good neighbors. Their incredible soccer uniforms, which are their country's flag, the infectious rowing cheer, and the inestimable superstar Erling Haaland have captivated the world. And you just have to know that it is killing the Swedes to watch their overlooked neighbors take a bow on the biggest stage of them all. If you see any Norwegians this week, bring them to Doubleby's. Actually, if you see any non-Norwegians, bring them to Double B's too. Because who wouldn't love the deliciousness and deals you find at Double B's? Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Mike Rowe here with another fun fact. If your concrete is cracked or uneven, you can actually lift it back up. Whether it's a sinking driveway, a patio, or a sidewalk, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to lift your concrete slabs. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry nonstop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end-of-the-day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppable Beads to your wash for 24-hour nonstop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
Back to school starts now. Get long-lasting battery life on the Dell XPS laptop powered by Series 3 Intel Core so you can work from anywhere. Now starting at $699 with exclusive student pricing starting at $599. Complete your setup with savings on select monitors and must-have electronics and accessories. Limited time deals and free shipping on PCs and more await you at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from Hogsports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
Pat Bradley joins Randy and Rick each week, courtesy of Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs, where you can get a 20-foot Salem starting at $14,990 during their 2026 liquidation sale. Find them online at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable.
It's a beautiful
hot and humid outside in Little Rock, Arkansas today. Going to be brutal. And brutal this whole week. Glad I'm getting out here, be in Chicago for a few days. Oof.
I don't know that you're necessarily going to get much relief up there.
You going to Big Ten Media Days?
Say again, Stats?
Are you going to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago?
No. Well, it's more political than anything else. So, but no Big Ten Media Days. But that brings up something to ricochet for a moment. Had a chance to visit with the commissioner. Boy, I mean, what an impressive guy. I'm always, you are the exception in that, you know, you have a wide spectrum of issues that you can discuss in depth at length and be lucid and have, you know, well-studied opinions about. Most folks, let's be blunt here, you know, you're in the sports business, you're in the sports business. It captures all of your life, and you're really, you're not going to discuss American monetary policy, strong dollar versus the yen or something like that. He, on the other hand, you feel like you could talk to that guy about 20 different subjects, and he's seemingly very smart. He also has the ability to see around corners with problems, unlike any other executive in sports in general, not just college sports, but sports in general.
And he got the toughest times to be commissioner of the SEC. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, you had to play golf with ADs.
Yeah.
And one or two, three sponsors, a couple TV execs.
Yep.
And now, I mean, he's trying to catch flaming chainsaws.
Yep.
Every day.
Yep.
He's held himself up very, very well. And you're right. And now his predecessor, Mike Flies, mm-hmm. could also go deep on any subject matter. Roy Kramer was very sharp. And then way back in the past, they had the guy, Harvey Schiller, that left the SEC to go run wrestling for Ted Turner on TNT.
The good old days. The good old days. Well, I thought it was interesting, you know, he was very buttoned up. The message that he conveyed about, you know, will the SEC leave college football on the end? Well, he's clearly starting a conversation and using that as the issue. I was a little shocked that no one, even good sports commentator folks like Dan Patrick and some others, missed this whole notion that the SEC leaves. They're not just leaving alone. It'll be the Big Ten and Notre Dame as well. And
yeah.
And so there was a lot of ignorant commentary that surrounded it. And no one put that together. And again, I was a little shocked by that, not picking up on that. But that this is beginning sort of this notion of, hey, guys, if we don't get our house in order here, us big guys, we're just going to leave and go do our own thing. And good luck to you guys in Provo.
All anybody heard was the B word, breakaway.
Yes.
And he didn't initiate it, Bill. He was asked
yes.
about it, and he gave a very, very studious answer. But all anybody across the rest of the college football world in particular heard was breakaway. But also in that was the not-so-veiled threat. We're tired of being held back by places that handball and badminton matter. We're yeah. worried about football. That's the enterprise. It's the number two sport in the country, a galaxy far, far away from the NFL. I recognize that. But ahead of everything else, played on the graveyard day of the year for mm-hmm. TV broadcasting Saturday, and it starts with game day averaging mm-hmm. around 3.5-4 million people.
Yep.
Far, frankly, an old man running around with a helmet on and goofball McAfee, and it draws ratings better than any baseball or NBA regular season ever draws. You got to get to the NBA Finals and for the World Series for baseball in the NBA to get in college football stratosphere.
I'll go you a step further in terms of the cultural zeitgeist. College game day averages more viewers than all of the late night programs combined. So if you took all of them combined,
yeah.
easily
yeah.
outpaces yeah. that combined.
It crushes all of them. And look, I've never watched some of them. I was literally courtside at a Duke-Utah basketball game at the Garden one time, and I knew he was one of them, and surreptitiously snapped a picture and sent to my then-radio host, Rob Fisher. I said, which one of these guys? and it was Jimmy Fallon. I didn't even know who he was. I knew he was somebody, but I didn't know really who he was. Nobody watches that.
Well, it's a long.
But they make big money.
Oh yeah, yeah. They get paid a lot to produce very little.
To produce nothing, but they don't get paid what Romo gets paid. And that may be in jeopardy.
Well, I was going to say, is it possible that Tony Romo looks the same fall down drunk as he looks when he's doing the fourth quarter of a big game late in the season? I mean, he just goofy smile never goes away.
Very rarely does that mugshot come off flattering. I mean, the lighting's not great, and they're not really warning you on when they're snapping the picture.
Yeah,
but he came off looking like the dope that dropped the snap against Seattle.
Exactly. That's just it. Like I promise you, at one point in time, I promise you, as he's being arrested, he said, "Well, we'll try to get him next week." And it was a tough loss at the end of the game, but we got to make some adjustments, and we'll come back next week and try to. I'm being arrested. Okay. Well, we'll try to get arrested next week, and
what is OWI? What does that mean?
I had to look that one up.
I mean, a 21st Thursday bar, you're in the drunk tank, dude.
I think they in Wisconsin they've gotten a little ahead of themselves of trying to come up with creative names for things. So can't you see some state legislature debating whether it should be DWI or OWI
what don't you want to look at their Twitter bio and see their pronouns of that as well? Yeah. But by golly, we never had Pat Summerall in the jug.
Okay, I got to get back to my question here because I think you and I are going to have as a running dialogue through the season this SEC Big Ten Notre Dame. Do they stay or do they go? Are we seeing any progress? So I want to get back. So my point is this.
Let's do that broad middle. Yeah.
Let's get to the middle here. Let's get to why did I not pick Oklahoma higher than I did? Why do I think Missouri might have a down year? Like, where am I? Is Shane Beamer, is this it? And if Lenore Sellers doesn't have a big year, give me some commentary about those teams. The 6-6, the upsetting failure of a season that's 6-6.
Because Oklahoma, you don't trust Brent Venables. He just hadn't shown enough. It's still with me. It shouldn't be, but I'm sorry that it is. Not last year. Lost in the college football playoff at home after beating Alabama in the regular season at Nick Saban Field at Denny Stadium. But I go back to that bowl game year before last, after the 24th season, and that performance against Navy. I can never get that out of my head, and I don't trust him that much. I do have Oklahoma 10-2. But I do have them sixth behind Alabama, and Alabama squeezing in ahead of them on Eli Drinkwitz. He's now the number two in seniority coach in the league. Number one, Kirby Smart. Number two, Eli Drinkwitz, hired the same year that Pittman and Mike Leach and Lane was all hired. That was the hiring class that year. And he's done them a great job. He has the best state legislative written NIL out there. But didn't SEC Media Days prove something to you, Bill? Did you see any talk shows from St. Louis? Did you see any from Kansas City?
No, I was shocked by that.
Springfield?
Yeah.
All that was there was the St. Louis Post-Dispatch guy, great young man, Eli Hoff, that covers the Tigers and does it well. But right now, in the city of Kansas City, they think about one thing, and that's the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, and I don't know if location had something to do with that, that they would have to have, Oklahoma.
They hadn't been coming since the first year anyway.
Yeah. I look at this and think, why did, well, as you go through and put the ballot together, to your point, that could be a good Oklahoma team with the quarterback coming back. But I couldn't find any way to put them above LSU or Ole Miss or Georgia or Texas.
We don't trust Texas A&M because, especially us with the Deep Southwest Conference roots that we have, we know not to trust them. We know it's been an EKG machine throughout their history. It's never consistent. And even in their great breakout year last year that gets them a home playoff game, they go out there and put up 7.
Yeah.
If you score 11, you win 11-10.
Yeah, to have been that good last year, and they really have had quarterback issues. And that was on full display with the Hurricanes in that game.
It was.
Is this it for Shane Beamer at South Carolina? He looked very relaxed. Well, of course, you know, I mean, he's in Tampa, and it's a, you know, Tuesday afternoon. But is he really in trouble, and can they afford to make a move, meaning to start over again?
I have to. I have South Carolina 2-10. I didn't trust Lenore Sellers last year, completely vindicated, completely justified. Don't know that I trust Shane Beamer that much. They keep talking about the almost year from 2 years ago, that 9-3.
Yep.
Ole Miss, I went in there and Ole Miss won 27-3, and that was a week after losing to Kentucky with, shall we say, a lot going on off the field at Ole Miss during those 2 weeks. And I'm just not ever that impressed by them. I've got South Carolina 15th. I got State ahead of them.
Yeah, I kind of think – I want to like Mississippi State now. Am I wrong for that? I mean, the way they played last year, it always did seem like two plays away from a team that could have won more than they did.
Well, it was real close. I mean, had the heartbreaking loss in overtime at home to Arch in Texas. And, you know, the Mannings had to be sitting there thinking of all places to lose it.
Yep.
At Davis Wade. They had a couple of the Tennessee game. They really kind of let slip off the hook. They did win five. They went to a bowl because of APR.
Right.
But I love Jeff Levy. It was my comment to him. I said, between you and Kamario Taylor, you got a chance. You got to have that quarterback, and they've got him from Noxubee County, in-state, really good player. He made some plays that were jaw-dropping in the Egg Bowl. He just had no other help that day.
We get back. I'm going to ask Stats. He's done it a little bit already, but I want us to run through and talk a little bit about the Razorbacks and what would be a successful season for Arkansas, and what does that look like, and sort of the bigger, broader 5-year plan that you think you got to have, you got to look to the long term. So back with more after this.
Here's the deal. The government is over $38 trillion in debt, which means the IRS isn't slowing down. And the tax code is complex and unforgiving. So it's not surprising if you're one of the millions of Americans that owe back taxes to the IRS. Unfortunately, they're the world's most powerful collection agency, with the ability to garnish your wages, seize your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. But don't be stressed or worried any longer. We're Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. We have resolved over $3 billion in tax debt for our clients. Our award-winning professionals deal with the IRS every single day, protecting our clients and preparing them for the best possible resolution. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, give Optima a call today.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, my name is Nita Freeman, and I'm the marketing director for Genesis of Conway. In our new store that opened in November, we have been a partner with The Buzz from the very beginning. We love all the packages that we get from them. They are helping us promote our big golf tournament, the Genesis of Conway Central Arkansas Open. Robert Davidson is awesome, is a great partner. He is willing to go above and beyond to do whatever we need to make our partnership successful.
For more information on advertising, call me, Robert Davidson, 501-744-1279.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors, builders, and DIYers, this is your paradise. And yes, they're open to the public. Unbelievable pricing on all kinds of flooring, butcher block countertops, gorgeous shower and backsplash tile, discount shingles, ceiling fans, faucets, and more. The hottest savings of the summer. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Natural State Wholesale. The warehouse where you save big every single day. Build better naturally.
Smart Buick GMC presents Bill Vickery each week on Morning Mayhem. Smart Buick GMC has GMC trucks on the lot ready to move today starting at $38,296. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Clint Turner here for Low T Center. Y'all, look, this July, Low T Center is celebrating America's 250th anniversary with a 250 for 250 event. And here's how it starts. Start with a free T test at your local Low T Center clinic. And if you start testosterone replacement therapy between July 1 and July 31 and you continue your treatment for 90 days, you'll receive a $250 account credit. That's right. They're going to put $250 back in your pocket. If you've noticed your energy isn't what it used to be, your gains have stopped at the gym, your motivation is slipping, your sex drive has disappeared, you're damn sure going to notice that. Low testosterone could be the reason, y'all. And at Low T Center, their licensed providers specialize in diagnosing and treating low testosterone with personalized treatment plans and ongoing monitoring designed to help you feel your best. That's right, man. You got to fight father time. Visit fixmylowt.com. and book your free T-test right now. For more details on how to take advantage of our 250 for 250 celebration, go to fixmylowt.com. Offer ends July 31. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
To wrap it up with stats, he and I spent the week in Tampa at SEC Media Days. Again, stats, what a fun week, and thank you for having me on your show on WHBQ Radio out of Memphis.
And it was
a lot of fun. We did talk a lot. You were kind to let me talk about the Razorbacks. And you had some good points that this is a year, given, the whole restart. You're talking about, effectively, you're just going back to, you're going back to zero, in effect.
It's complete reboot. What Mizzou and A&M coming into the league really did damage to the Razorbacks, but Oklahoma and Texas, at the same time that NIL was taking off, just got waylaid. So now, completely starting over. I think Ryan Silverfield deserves a lot of patience. This year's going to be challenging. And then next year, with an increase in the NIL, mm-hmm. a lot of other things being corrected, Razorback Foundation finally with great leadership, mm-hmm. and just have to deal around Hunter for now, mm-hmm. but try to get everything really, really ramped up. I say this year, let's hit a single for the Razorbacks. Let's hit a single. Let's start over and hit a single. And then next year, year two of Ryan Silverfield, let's try a double. And then in that third year, go into 1st of November, maybe thinking about, things go right. Might can capitalize on this. And then in a 4th and 5th year, really start feeling great again about Razorback football. But it didn't get like this overnight. It's not going to get corrected overnight.
Yep. That's a very good point. And I think you and I were in agreement on your show that's it. That this is about seeing improvement, that no one expects to go to Athens and beat the Georgia Bulldogs. 8 returning starters on defense, got to be one of the perennial top 5, top 7 teams in the country. But what you would like to see is in the games, you want to see South Carolina. You want to see no pre-snap penalties. You want to see no, mental mistakes.
Take care of Tulsa with it.
Yes. Yeah, you want efficiency. You don't have the athletes to compete against Texas, but you don't want, again, as I said, pre-snap penalties, the errant timeout, everything to look buttoned up and not one of those embarrassing
players quit like they did after the first quarter against Notre Dame.
Yes, you saw an utter give up. You want to that is where we are, and I am a little shocked by Razorback fans' willingness to understand all that and just say, okay, we get it. We're starting over.
It's smart, great fans. It's the team. Everybody knows that, and everybody recognizes
been through a lot. I tell you another thing, Bill, and this is kind of a cheap shot. He's probably not asking for this, but I'm going to give it. I think it's so good to be moving on from BMFP. On from Bobby Petrino. What he did April 1, 2012 was lasting. I mean, it was a hit that you can take. And then to long for him again, and he has Taylen Green the last 2 years and gets no more out of him than that. So time to move on from Bobby P. And I think everybody has finally recognized St. Gus is never going to be the football coach at Arkansas.
Yeah.
Move the blank on from Doug Alazon.
Yeah. Yeah. I do get the sense. And I don't know if it's because of Silverfield's age or – well, you've just seen a lot. That's another thing we haven't touched on. I meant to. You got a lot of these coaches, Golish, Summerall, our coach, the guy that now is at Oklahoma State. I mean, these guys all coached against each other in the American Conference. There is a sense that I don't know if it's because they all came in mass. But like, okay, the new generation of coaches are here, and they all seem to kind of have that Saban blueprint, which is be buttoned up, be focused in. You know, Monday and Tuesday is about not losing the game. Wednesday and Thursday is about winning the game, and all the Saban-esque stuff that goes with it.
I just think happy times are ahead for the Razorbacks. They just may not be this year.
Yeah.
But get through this year and then go out there in the NIL with increased funds and find that magic man quarterback. But like NBA free agency, it was not coincidence that LeBron signed with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He looked at Miami. He looked at Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He looked at Minnesota. And he looked at Golden State and said, y'all can't go very far next year. And I want to go far.
Yep.
And that's what those portal quarterbacks are looking at.
Yep.
So you got to sell a guy on a cast around him.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm look, you know, what I want to see is I'd like to be in the ball game, you know, on that late Saturday night out in Utah. I'm not saying we got to win, but I'd like for it
pull
to be
a surprise, Andy. Surprise at Auburn.
Yeah, yeah, get down to Auburn and maybe, you know, South Carolina. That's what I'm looking for. Like I said, I've got.
It doesn't start with let's beat Texas and Georgia. Let's just make a little headway with littles before we start beating the big.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming on today, Stats. Again, I enjoyed being with you this week in Tampa. It was a great, fun opportunity to be down there. Thank you very much for having me on your show. It was a lot of fun. You and I are going to stay. Obviously, we're going to stay close through the season. And when you're able, and I know you do a lot of radio through the college football season, but again, love to have you on through the season, maybe on the bye week, and we can give sort of 9 weeks tests. You know what I mean? We can look at the semester and go, okay, who's doing well and who's not. So
any time for you and any time for the Buzz and your the Buzz listeners, you need to be thankful for Randy Rainwater, David Basil, Trey Schaap, the whole team, and how they perform for you at media days, and they always perform for you. Anytime for you guys.
Yep. Thank you very much, Stats. The great Stats Norsworthy, WHBQ Radio in Memphis. Todd, thank you for today. Excellent job producing the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's 50-50 on next Sunday.
Okay.
I got to have an off day. Maybe I might pitch on the side a little bit, but I got to let the arm rest. I'm sort of sick of myself. You and I will convene, as we always do, midweek.
Okay.
To determine what Sunday looks like. So maybe next week, maybe 2 weeks. Look out for number one. Don't step in number two.
Sunset Boulevard, my hair blowing in the wind. And I'd stop at fancy restaurants. They finally let me in. I'd spend all my money caviar and cocaine.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's Protection Zone, get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers.
That refresh you've been putting off until the right deal came along? It's here. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale is happening now, so you can finally get the style you've been waiting for less. Get up to 80% off area rugs and up to 60% off outdoor and bedroom furniture. Shop Wayfair's huge selection of styles and find the piece to fit your style, budget, and space. Plus, free shipping. Black Friday in July ends July 27th. Shop today at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why so serious?
Sports talk and entertainment.
Let's put a smile on that face.
103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.